right. Ever find yourself daydreaming about ditching the 9-to-5, becoming your own boss?
Yeah, calling the shots, having clients lining up, wanting your expertise. It's a tempting thought.
Totally. And today we're diving into that world, the world of consultancy.
Oh, exciting. What do we have to work with today?
We've got this book, It's Not Rocket Science, a practical guide to building a successful consultancy business. It's all about giving you a crash course, really.
A crash course. Okay. So listeners can expect to walk away with, like, actionable advice.
That's the goal. We're going for the good stuff, the insider secrets, and we're keeping it snappy. No fluff here.
Love that. Straight to the point. And that's important because, you know, time is precious.
Exactly. So what I gathered from the book is it's like having the seasoned consultant, you know, pulling you aside at a conference.
Right, right. Like giving you the real unfiltered advice of the stuff they don't put in those fancy presentations.
Yeah, exactly. Like, look, here's what they don't tell you. That sort of vibe. They cover everything from building a website from scratch.
Oh, that's huge. So important for any consultant these days.
Totally. To attracting those first few clients, even managing projects effectively without, you know, losing your mind.
It's interesting you mention those things because really those are the pillars, a good website, a steady stream of clients, and then the ability to actually deliver, right?
Absolutely. And without those, you're kind of dead in the water. And it seems like this book is all about giving you those tools, those secrets to building that solid foundation. It's available right now for around $50 downloadable PDF. Or you can reach out for a hard copy if you're more old school.
I like that they offer both options because, you know, some people, myself included, we still love a physical book. But having that immediate PDF download, that's definitely tempting. No waiting for shipping. Dive right in.
Instant gratification. I like it. And speaking of things to like, they offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. To me, that always signals confidence, you know?
Yeah, I get it. Like, they're putting their money where their mouth is. It's basically the author saying, hey, I believe in this stuff, and I think it'll work for you, too. And if not, no big deal.
Exactly. No pressure. Oh, and bonus. Free mini course.
Mm-hmm.
7 essential steps delivered weekly straight to your inbox. And they promise to keep your email address safe from spam, which, let's be real, is a huge relief these days.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's inbox is already overflowing. This way, it's like a gentle drip of value over time. Really smart, actually. Allows the author to build that relationship.
Totally. Okay, so let's get into the nitty-gritty. What does this book actually promise to deliver? Well, they focus on 5 key areas. Nailing that crucial good start, you know, like setting yourself up for success from day one.
Foundational, yeah.
Right. Then there's the art of winning over clients, because let's face it, no clients, no consultancy.
Makes sense.
Then this is a big one, successfully navigating a full project workload.
Because it's easy to get overwhelmed, right?
Oh, absolutely. Especially when you're starting out wearing all the hats. And then there's keeping those projects running smoothly, hitting deadlines, exceeding expectations.
Project management, a consultant's best friend or worst nightmare, depending on how you approach it.
Huh. So true. And last but not least, they cover building a consultancy that lasts. Because in the long run, it's not just about sprinting. It's about pacing yourself for the marathon.
Longevity. That's the dream, right? Building something that can thrive and adapt over time.
Okay, so let's break it down area by area. Starting with that good start, I feel like defining your niche is crucial.
100%. You can't be everything to everyone. You've got to figure out what you're amazing at and who needs that specific brilliance.
Right. So are you the go-to consultant for, say, sustainable business practices? Or are you all about launching tech startups?
Exactly. It's about finding that sweet spot where your passion and expertise align with a specific market need.
And then once you've got that niche nailed down, it's all about attracting those clients. I imagine they talk about networking events, referrals, that sort of thing.
Classic strategies. But I bet they also cover building an online presence, you know, like leveraging social media, content marketing, all of that.
Oh, for sure. You've got to be where your ideal clients are hanging out.
Absolutely. But it's more than just getting your name out there. It's about showcasing your expertise, building trust, and positioning yourself as the go-to expert in your niche.
And that takes strategy.
It does. You can't just throw things at the wall and hope something sticks. It's about understanding your audience, crafting the right message, and delivering it through the right channels.
And I'm curious to dig into this more. There's the whole managing a full workload thing.
Mm.
Because once those clients start rolling in, things can get, well, a little crazy, right?
Tell me about it. It's easy to say yes to everything in the beginning, especially when you're excited and building momentum. But then you find yourself juggling multiple projects, deadlines are looming, and you're like, how did I get here?
Exactly. So I'm guessing this book talks about boundaries.
Oh, I hope so. Because setting boundaries is key to, not just surviving, but thriving as a consultant. It's about understanding your capacity, being realistic about what you can take on, and saying no when you need to.
And not feeling guilty about it.
Exactly. Guilt-free boundaries. That's the sweet spot. Because if you're burnt out, you can't deliver your best work anyway.
So true. And then, of course, there's keeping those projects on track, which is a whole other beast.
It really is. But
Yeah.
I think that's where those project management skills come in, right? Like setting clear timelines, breaking down big projects into smaller, manageable tasks.
Yeah. And making sure everyone's on the same page, from clients to team members to, well, yourself.
Communication is key. I bet they talk about the importance of regular check-ins, progress reports, that kind of thing.
Because transparency builds trust, right?
100%. When clients feel informed and involved, they're more likely to be happy campers. And happy clients lead to repeat business and referrals. It's all connected.
It all comes back around. Okay, and lastly, we have this whole idea of building a consultancy that stands the test of time. Because let's be real, the business world is constantly evolving.
It's like the speed of change is just accelerating every day. What works today might be completely irrelevant tomorrow. So how do you stay ahead of the curve?
Right, and I think that's what this last section is all about. It's about constantly adapting, always be learning, and even being open to like pivoting your services if you need to.
Absolutely. You can't rest on your laurels, You've got to be a lifelong learner, always curious, always looking for ways to improve and evolve your offerings.
So if someone's listening to this
Yeah.
and they're on the fence about whether or not they should, take the leap into consultancy,
What advice would you give them?
I'd say this: if you've got a skill, a passion, something you're amazing at that you think others would pay for, then this, it's not rocket science. Guide seems like a fantastic place to start.
Totally. It's like having a roadmap, a blueprint to guide you through those early stages. But remember, knowledge is only powerful if you use it.
So true. It's one thing to read a book, it's another to actually take action, apply those lessons, and really build something amazing.
Couldn't agree more. The real magic happens when you combine knowledge with action. So get out there, do the work, and never stop learning.